Welcome, hustlers, players, and squares. You are now tuned in to the W. James Dennis Podcast. All things game, all the time. Sit back and soak it up. www.wjamesd.com. Now, let's get in motion. Welcome back to the W. James Dennis Podcast, one of the most diverse podcasts in the world, alongside my blog. This podcast is going to be kind of updates, things that are in the works, things that are coming over the next few months. Just wanted to kind of touch base with you all, let you all know on what's going on here. So this past Saturday, that was March 12th, I did have a speaking engagement and had a few people register. Not everybody showed up. That's okay. What I spoke about at that speaking engagement was basically what I'm doing now and how effective blogging still is in 2016. I am shocked how well my blog is doing. And I also want to thank each and every one of you. Read my blogs, share my blogs, listen to my podcast, share my podcast. It is really, really appreciated. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart, sincerely. So, like I said, the event went well. Everybody felt as though they got their money's worth, which is very important to me. They learned a lot. I revealed a lot of my quote-unquote secrets. The way I do things, the way I organize things. A lot of people took notes. Also thanks to Miss May, who did an interview with me on Facebook Live. New format Facebook is working on, so that's my first interview on Facebook Live. Hopefully that went well. And so much appreciation to her for that. She was very pleased with what she learned. And again, as long as everybody feels like they got their money's worth and they didn't waste their time, that's what matters to me. So now that that event is over, I can let the general public know that I have been on a 30-month experiment. And this experiment was basically me putting limits, intentional limits, on what I'm doing and how I'm reaching out to expand my brand. During this 30-month experiment, I limited all my social media exposure. I had a lot of people ask me, oh, James, why aren't you on Instagram? James, why aren't you on Periscope? James, why aren't you on YouTube? Well, let me tell you, I'm running an experiment on organic reach because there are a lot of people who are kind of propagating this need to be on social media, this need to focus and hammer down on just blasting people over the head over and over again in all manners of, again, basically social media, which is kind of like a new advertising tool. That's what it's turning into, in particular Twitter. And what I wanted to see is, because like I tell you all, I don't just tell you all this, I actually do this myself. You got to be like a scientist with certain things. You need to experiment with certain things, see what works, see what doesn't work, kind of come up with your own formula. So I purposely imposed limitations on myself. I wanted to see how far this blog can reach and how far and wide the website overall, how good that can do. Not using a lot of social media, not really advertising, being very consistent on my blogging, making sure that my books and products are at a certain level of quality. I just wanted to see what could happen with that. And I'm shocked by the results. It is much better than I ever thought it could be. So we're coming down to the last few months of this experiment, and I have statistical data and everything to prove that blogging is still effective. People still do actually read. People do care about content, not just fluff. People want some real content. And, you know, this makes me feel good, especially as an author and teacher and public speaker, because I don't like giving fluff. I like making sure that anything involving me, you come away with something. Even if it's just one thing, you come away with something. You know, I don't try to push a lot of stuff. I don't try to sell a lot of stuff. Like I said in a previous podcast, I want my work to kind of speak for itself. So, once this experiment is officially over, you all will start seeing a little bit more of me on social media and things like that. So, everybody that's been asking and suggesting in their own nice way, there's a reason that I haven't been that exposed. I didn't want to be that exposed. So, also coming up, I'm looking for possibly a May release. I'm running about a month behind schedule. But the new book is coming, and that is the Max Bible. That's right, I went there. The next book is called the Max Bible, How to Have More Women and Take Back Your Manhood. This book is going to clear up this particular layer of the game. Do not forget that the game itself has multiple layers. So I've explained the original game in my book, Revealing the Secrets of the Game. I explained that every game in the world is based on what I gave in that book. I went into the hustler layer of the game, small business layer of the game. I did that in Unlocking the Small Business Game. Hopefully I cleared that up. Now it's time to clear up this Mac layer of the game, because in my opinion, this is probably the most misunderstood layer of the game. And also, in this day and time, I think that we need to restore a certain level of class to this aspect of the game. So yes, a Mac is good with ladies, but there's a lot of misconceptions. Macs respect women. Macs are not trying to sleep with a woman as fast as possible. That is not macking. That's not what the game, that layer of the game, is predicated on. It never has been. But people have been taking the little bits and pieces of information they've gotten, and they turn it into something that it was never designed to be. So this new book is, originally it was going to be close to about 400 pages. I had to make a lot of edits, rearrange some things to make sure I'm presenting the information correctly and in a good order. So it's probably going to be about 350 pages, maybe a little bit over 350 pages. Right now, if you look in the link in the description, you can actually go and find out a little bit more about the Max Bible. And for a limited time, you can download a preview of the first chapter. It's in PDF format. And in that PDF, there is a discount code that you can use if you wish to pre-order the Total Max Bundle. And the Total Max Bundle is going to come with two PDFs and one MP3. Of course, you're going to get the Max Bible in PDF format. Then you're going to get another book called From Foreplay to the Bedroom. You're going to get that in PDF form. And you're going to get an MP3 where I give instruction and recount some of my stories, some of my failures, so you can hopefully learn from them. That's over 2 hours of me talking and breaking down what macking is really about, and things that you should do and things that you shouldn't do. That's all together in one bundle. You can find more out about that by hitting the link below. If you're not at a computer right now, when you get a chance, if you want to find out more about the Max Bible and the bundle, you can go ahead and just go to wjamesd.com/macking, MACKING, all lowercase. That'll take you right there. You can go ahead and read about it. You can go ahead and download the first chapter entirely free. Free PDF download. You can go ahead and read the first chapter, get an idea of what this book is about, and hopefully those of you that are seeking that information, the information that you need, is in there to help restore this part of your manhood that's already in you. And this book will help you bring that back out, will help you get over these social conditioned mannerisms and ethics and all this stuff like that many of you find it hard to talk to women, approach women, and it's going to take you past all of that. So, if you're interested, again, there'll be a link in the description. You can find out more about the Max Bible. And don't forget, within there, for a limited time, is a discount code on the Max, Total Max Bundle. So, if you're interested, grab it now, because that is going to be for a limited time. And yes, the Max Bible, just the book by itself, is going to be released on Amazon Kindle and in paperback form, but that will come after the bundle's release. Okay? Coming up, that should be May, like I said. Coming up next month in April, and for subscribers to my newsletter, The Uncommon Sense Advisor, this is kind of old news for you guys, because I've been giving out a series of podcasts. I've already released two, and these podcasts explain about your multiple minds, how they work, how they kind of battle against each other, and how to kind of start bringing them into a form of cooperation. I explain in great detail how this works and why this works. So for Uncommon Sense Advisor, you guys have already gotten two access to the first two parts absolutely free. Next week, please check your emails. I'm going to send you an email to the link for the third part, where I will walk you step by step through the actual process that you can use to reprogram your mind. Once that is done, I'm going to take all three parts. I'm going to put them all together in one MP3. It's going to be an audio lesson, and that will be for sale on my website. This three-part audio lesson, it's going to be three parts, but one audio lesson. This new audio lesson is going to teach you how to reprogram your mind for greatness. Like I said, it goes in depth about how your mind works and how to use it for your benefit, to help make you better, to increase your confidence, to whatever you need to use, whatever you're trying to do. You have a bad memory, it'll help you there. You want to increase your confidence, it'll help you there. If you want to be more active, it'll help you there. If you want to break a bad habit, it'll help you there. This is how to reprogram your mind. I have broken it down in the simplest practical terms that I possibly can. I've been getting a lot of good feedback on it. People are really enjoying it. Like I said, Common Sense subscribers should get part 3 absolutely free access to it. Once that's done, I will have the complete version, all three parts in one MP3 and one audio lesson, available on the website. Uncommon Sense subscribers, you are going to get a discount, a massive discount, if you want to go ahead and get the audio lesson. Alright, so that is coming in April. Now, since I'm getting done with this 30-month experiment, once this is done, I am going to be looking and searching for business owners, legitimate business owners, who wouldn't mind being interviewed by me. I had started this process out a couple years ago, and I stopped because it was actually working against my 30-month experiment. So now the 30-month experiment is coming to a close. I really would like to do interviews again. So if you have a business and you want some exposure, please email me, wjamesdennis@gmail.com. And let me get a feel for you. Hopefully you already have a feel for me. And if everything is good, we can go ahead and I would really love to do an interview with you. Connect to my audience. I can connect to your audience. So it's a win-win situation. So go ahead and start submitting now. This won't take place for a few more months now, but I do want to start getting people in here. It's real simple. Like I said, just email me. Let me know that you're interested, and we'll kind of go from there. The interviews can either be written or in audio form, or if you want to do something where we can record it, a video, you can do that too. It makes no difference to me. I just want to put you up there. For those of you that are very, very business-minded and you're curious about how much exposure they're actually getting, let me just tell you that my website currently averages almost 3,900 page views a month. 3,900 page views a month. Is that great? nah, it's not great, but it's above average. Okay? So, just putting that out there. And again, I want to thank everybody who does support the blog and the books and the podcast for making the website that successful. All right, that's pretty much all I wanted to share with you all today. Like I said, just give you some updates of what's going on. After this Max Bible is released, I have another book in mind, still game related, that I may write. I haven't decided yet. I haven't decided yet if I'm going to write this book, but I may write it. It's an idea that's been kind of swimming in my head for the last 2 or 3 weeks. So that may be coming. If it does come, that'll definitely be another year from now. So I'm considering that. I have had a couple ladies ask me if I'm going to, since the Max Bible's coming out, am I going to do anything for the ladies? And I have to be honest, I don't know if I have a book like that in me. I don't know if a book like that is in me, ladies. So I may do something just for you. Along the lines of understanding men better, relationships and things like that from a man's perspective, whether it's maybe like a small course, it could be a series of audio lessons or something like that. I'll think about it. I haven't decided if I'm going to do anything like that yet, but it's something that I know a few of you have asked me about, so it's something I'm thinking about, definitely. All right, I appreciate you taking the time to listen. Again, check out the Max Bible if you're interested. Learn more. There's a link in the description, or you can go to wjamesd.com/macking. MACKING. As always, I appreciate your support. I appreciate you for listening. I will get at you all next week, right here on my blog. I'm out.